Hey, it's Ben.
And Chrissy, and we are The Shires.
And you are listening to the wonderful Lee Williams. Well, they'll say it's way too cold for cut-off jeans. And they won't be drinking moonshine or G&Ts. They'll be country boys.
Well, I'm at Guildford, G Live, and on tonight are The Shires, and Ben and Chrissy are with me. Welcome.
Hello, Lee. How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, good. Very excited to be here.
That's great. Well, tell me what's been happening, because I understand you're pregnant now with twins.
Yes, I've got two on the way. I'm about 17 weeks, so good timing. Second trimester, and all the energy in the world for the evening shows, but in the daytime's a little bit more quieter.
Yeah. And you understand we've got a new child coming.
Yeah, I do. My third is due literally 4 days after we finish in London on Tuesday. So, yeah, it's crazy. My third and final. That's it. We're done. But yeah, we're very excited.
Down to the vet.
Yeah.
Now, the new album, 10-year plan. Where's that title come from? Does it, you know, is it a concept album?
Well, it was a song on the record, and it was sort of born out of the pandemic, as the whole album was. So, I went into my garden shed, and you know, once the kind of shock of the pandemic, because we released our last album, Good Years, a week before the whole world shut down. So there was a bit of grieving, a bit of shock, like I said. But once we kind of got over that, and about a year in, you know, it dawned on me that we'd need some songs for a new record. You know, we never thought we'd be doing this tour now with two albums to play. But yeah, that song was all about kind of sort of saying all this bucket list of things you want to do in your life, but you know, like a lot of people in the pandemic, being grateful for what you actually did have. And, you know, Chrissy had a lot of time at home, as I did, and I really appreciated my young family and having that time with them that we'd never had before. So, yeah, it's quite a reflective album, really.
That's great. And the current single is?
I think it's Cut Me Loose right now, isn't it? Which is a song we have been sitting on for years. It was actually written by a writer out in Nashville, and Ben happened to stumble across her playing the song in a bar. She'd only just written it. This was back when we were writing album two, weren't it? The My Universe album. And straight away you went up to her and said, we're recording a new album, can we put it on our album? And so we recorded it all those years ago, but it just never made it onto that album. And all these years later, I said to Ben, can we please put Cut Me Loose on the new album? And so we went back and we re-recorded it, and I just knew straight away it was going to be so fun to perform live, and it really has delivered every single night.
Who's the writer?
Lizzie McAvoy. Yeah.
Hey, it's Ben
and Chrissy, and we are The Shires.
And you are listening to the wonderful Lee Williams.
Last album, you did a song from Ed Sheeran. Have you used any more songs of his?
That was our third album. Somehow we've got five already. Yeah. But yeah, we haven't, no, but we know that Ed still loves our music, and apparently his wife is a big fan of our music as well. She loves the Shires too.
I just saw today, he's just become a dad today.
Yeah.
Yeah, second time round. Yeah, we're very, so happy for him. And he
kept that quiet.
Yeah, we've met him a couple of times. He also played at Country to Country, as you probably know. He jumped on stage with Luke Combs, and he's just amazing. He's just such an incredible artist, yeah.
Because you're also doing a bit of DJ work yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I do for Absolute Radio Country, and we both do together for Apple as well, so we've got our own radio show. But I think, you know, it makes us really appreciate, like, music again as fans, because you get so wrapped up in writing and performing and making albums and stuff, whereas actually sometimes you just forget to listen to it for pure enjoyment. So the radio, but especially the Apple one, has given us so much sort of love for music in general.
So how long have you got left on the tour?
Days,
yeah.
Literally days left. We finish Wednesday next week, so we've got four shows left out of 25.
That's great. Because these are rescheduled from when you had the tour arranged before, is it? Are they?
Yeah, March 2020 was the original tour, so. And it kept on being put back. It was put back to October that year, and then it was March the next year, and then it was going to, you know, it ended up being this time now. So it's amazing to be back out there, and there is a sense of relative normality now. You know, there are still some people who are, you know, afraid to come out, and totally understand that. But generally, I think people are kind of ready to be back out listening to music again.
So once the tour finishes, what's the next stage?
We have got lots of festivals lined up. We're going out on the road with Sir Tom Jones. We've got a show with Tears for Fears as well. So we've got a really busy summer coming up. Yeah,
wonderful. So we just have to keep fit.
Yes, exactly. I think as long as I can sit on stage, I'll be happy. As long as I can sing, because it makes me feel amazing to be up, you know, performing, singing. It's my happy place. So as long as I can keep doing that, That's all I'm happy.
So how long's the album been out for? Just a couple of months?
It came out in March, yeah. It coincided with Country to Country. So, but yeah, it's been doing great. We're in top five again, which is amazing. And people know the songs. They come to the shows and they really know them, which is, you know, always still takes us by surprise. Sometimes they know the lyrics better than we do, if I'm totally honest.
Because yours is a bit of a fairy tale story, getting together in the first place. I remember seeing you BBC... sort of get together, and they sort of brought you up on stage, and no one's ever heard of you before, and you hadn't released anything either. So I mean, and you met. How did you meet again?
We met through Facebook. I mean, that night would have been the Brad Paisley night, I imagine.
It was Brad Paisley,
and we were just about to go to Nashville for the first time ever, and we met on Facebook. We, you know, had this crazy dream of sort of, like, say, fairy tale of ending up doing what we're doing now. But yeah, when we jumped on stage at that radio event and meeting Brad Paisley afterwards, and we could never have imagined how far it would go, really.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, country music's always been very popular in this country, but no British act had ever made it, and you're the first British act to actually go top 10.
Yeah, it's been like a whirlwind of a journey. Genuinely, like, you know, we had that dream of you know, making a country act in the UK, and, you know, and being able to go stateside as well. We're very much known in Nashville by lots of the writers, a lot of the people that are based out of there. We're yet to sort of still crack America. I think that's a big task to do over there, but. And that they might have to wait for a little while longer now because we've got kids on the way. But
you have developed your own sound, which is what's really good. You haven't copied the Americans. You don't do the pseudo American accent, you know. So that's been good. Was that difficult to sort of build that sound without, you know, immediately trying to cover, which most British acts have done in the past?
Yeah, it wasn't something we consciously kind of did. You know, I think that the only thought we really had was, you know, I came to country very late, and what I appreciate about country is the honesty and the storytelling and the lyric. You know, I know there is the accent and there are the instruments, but for me it's just quality songwriting. And I think the fact that we approached it with that angle, as opposed to, you know, for a lot of people, country is the exoticism, it's the Stetsons, it's the, you know, dirt tracks and stuff, whereas, and that's fair enough, but for us, it's just truth. And I think what's happening now is that Nashville is so cosmopolitan and international in a lot of ways that it's really universal, the music. Like, a lot of people are relating to it worldwide, which is why it's so popular. So yeah, no, it wasn't hard for us. We just tried to do what we want to do, and through the albums there's definitely, you know, different sounds, and went a bit poppier on one album, we've come back a bit on this record. So yeah, we just do what we do, really.
The smell of old spice, a flat cap on the dash, windows roll down in the wind, white lights flying past, singing along with the radio, a little latitude, hanging on to that steering wheel was the man who hung.
Wish you all the best for the rest of the tour and the future, and you must crack America because you deserve to do that, because you've toured with Little Big Town and quite a few of the big names anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, Little Big Town in particular, that was quite a big moment for us, and it gave us, we toured with them in the US and in the UK, and it kind of inspired us to think about how big our show could be. But you know what they still do is it's still very personal. I think the last time we saw them play was at Country to Country, actually. And they had all the video kind of montage of them going through the years as one of their songs was playing. And their journey seems very similar to us. And also they had a time when they really struggled. I mean, they had a couple of big hits at the start, and they had this kind of difficult period. And they came back, obviously, with Girl Crush, which was huge. But, you know, it, on the face of it, people look at what we're doing, they think it's all easy and all great, but there's a lot of challenges, a lot of challenges, especially right now with, you know, streaming's coming in, and we've seen our album sales go down, and we're waiting for the streaming to catch up. So there's still a long way to go. But
also, the audiences are very different out there. You know, we've got a lot of friends that are based out in Nashville, and And when they come to the UK, they say how incredible our audiences are because we're a listening crowd. We sit in silence, listen to the words, every single word that, you know, the singer is singing. And then we clap at the end of it. Or, you know, if we're told to sing, we sing along. And we know all the album tracks. And, you know, we're very much into the whole process of music over here, whereas you go to the States and it really is just everyone just getting completely drunk and, you know, just having a right old party. And you know, Eric that's on the road with us at the moment, he said the difference is massive. He absolutely loves performing over here because he can, you know, he can crack a joke in the middle of his set and he can just chat to the audience and then they listen to all of his songs as well. So it's a very different vibe. So I think that would be quite a shock for us to go over there and it just be full party mode the whole time, as opposed to playing something like Daddy's Little Girl, you know, that's a heartfelt kind of song.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
On the rest of the tour and crack America and make us proud.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gotta let the sparks, gotta let the sparks fly.
Hey, it's Ben.
And Chrissy, and we are The Shires.
And you are listening to the wonderful Lee Williams.
I don't always see it the way you do. Religion, money, politics can get a little heated when we're talking things through. Stoke it up, 'cause man, I love when you get on your high horse. But we both know when to let it go. And if you got something you stand for, you gotta let the sparks fly. Gotta let the sparks.